This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show right now. So anyway, we got a lot of things going on. It is another frantic Friday. Yes, it's another frantic Friday. And you know, it's interesting to watch all this stuff play out, right? We're now seeing, or at least they're saying, we're going to get into another round of COVID virus. Sure. How did that first round work out for everybody? How did the big hoax work out the first time? So they expect us to fall for it a second time? Are you kidding me? American people are more wised up now than ever before. You know, we can sit here and look back on this whole experience. It's nothing more. And you've heard me say it again, I'm going to say it now. It's nothing more than a sham to try and overtake the President of the United States. In other words, it's a coup d'etat. This is like the fifth time they've conjured something up. And they've used here's the bad thing about the Russiagate thing, which was the first one. They were using the machinery of government to try and take him out before he was when he was a candidate and before he was president. And then after he got signed on, all of a sudden all heck started breaking loose on their side. They had to pull out all their important people out of the Ukraine at the time because why? Well, you know, we might find out what's really going on in the Ukraine with all the gun running and all that good stuff. You know, John McCain and Amy Klobuchar, all those folks have issues with Donald J. Trump's. Well, and of course, issue with Donald J. Trump. But then there's also the Justice Department, which is being reshaped as we speak by Bill Barr. And it's a good thing that he's doing that because I don't think we could have endured another 8 years as a nation. In fact, we know we wouldn't have. And all the stuff that we're seeing now goes all the way to the COVID virus hoax. let's keep it in uno, one. Adna, one, okay? Let's make it only one time that we're going to be hoaxed by this. It's something that's very, very important people to understand. The longer that you sit and you put your, you know, sit on your hands and do nothing, the worse it's going to get for you. That's why we've been doing, you know, newcaliforniastate.com. That's, of course, the address. But New California State, we've been doing this deliberately to try and, you know, tell you in a very specific fashion, this is nothing more than a hoax. Hoax, hoax, hoax. Anyway, the fifth time to attempt to overthrow the President of the United States. Do we want to let them do it a sixth time? And the answer is no. And one of the things that they really exposed to everybody, though, this whole thing, and I think it's clearly the brilliance of Donald J. Trump. One thing that they tried to do was they have tried to put it all on him, everything from Russiagate to Stormy Daniels to now, you know, the court, the Ukraine, and now we got the COVID virus coming back. Are you kidding me? And with the, and of course the riots. What's up with the riots? That's all starting to settle down now, isn't it? Even though there's planned protests by Antifa and all that good stuff. And let's call Black Lives Matter what it really is. It's the terrorist organizations. Now you got to understand that some of these organizations, once they're international and the president can declare an insurrection act or he can declare a certain organization, such as what you have with Antifa, if you declare them to be a terrorist organization, shocking, things will happen to them, and they'll happen to people that are donating. Don't you know, like all these movie stars are out there in Hollywood, elites are out there, they're donating to these radical groups. Now, what do you think that's going to do with their their popularity meter, if you will, in the Department of Justice? What do you think that's going to mean? What do you think that's going to do? Well, they're going to be seen as very popular because those are massive felonies to be donating in our own country to a group that wants to overthrow us. And of course, what about the perp walking business? You can see a lot of these, just like with the college moms, right? The college families. They're trying to get their kids into the best colleges that they can, and they turn over that part of getting a kid in school to a special agent, if you will. Now, listen, this is not justifying what happened with these, you know, parents who are trying to get their kids in college. Because, you see, the colleges are discriminating against their kids. And I was pretty shocked that nobody, I would take it back as a civil rights violation, actually, because if you really want to pull all the attendance records and really get deep within these colleges, which their attorneys didn't seem to want to do, they'd find that there's massive discrimination of whites, Hispanic, blacks, Chinese, Asians, you name it. And I said, well, you say, wait a minute, you can't have it all these ways. You're mixing in whites and you're mixing in blacks and you're mixing in Asians. You're mixing all those racial and ethnic groups together. And that's true, I am. But where is the imbalance? The imbalance is, are you an American citizen or not? And all the racial and ethnic groups I just named, American citizens, they go to the bottom of the hoop, the base, if you will, of the barrel. That's where they go. They go down to the deepest part of the pit, only to be covered up. So I can understand, and I've done this many, many times, when kids wanted to go to a major university and things like that, and we've, about, you know, 2001 and 5, we were figuring out that it's the universities that are discriminating against American citizens. It doesn't matter what your racial or ethnic group is. So when I hear about these parents that are being fined, they're going to jail, they're misleading, and they hired people to get their kids into college, you know, to them, it's a business decision to do that. It was not wise to lie about it. But, you know, this is the frustration, that if you're a parent in California, and if you are a parent that's trying to get your kid into school, and you are citizens, you're not going to get there. I've seen this so many times. I have had to tell, you know, we do all the work at the counseling level and so on to get these kids' grades up, make sure that they've gotten all the credits and they're doing extracurricular activities, things like that. Now, that's all good. You want that. But what's turning around, though, was the fact that the universities and colleges were not allowing them to enter, only on the base of if they were American citizens. I want you to set, I want that to sink in for a while, because this is really important to understand. They are American citizens, yet they can't get entrance into the major universities. It all went to Asians, yes. It all went to white people, sometimes. It all went to black people, a lot of times. It all went to Hispanics, a lot of time. Central and South Americans, all the time. People from Zimbabwe. People from China. People from Tibet. People from India. All those people got in. You see, they fit the new criteria of these colleges and universities. That's it. Anybody but an American citizen. So all these people from all these countries, if they could put out the, you know, couple million bucks for an education, they would be here. And they're here. They're here right now. They've displaced the American citizens. It's kind of ironic, isn't it? It's the U.S. government and the state of California's government, in which they spent billions, trillions of dollars probably, at this point in time, on these universities. Yet the people who pay the taxes for those universities can't get their kids in. There's something systemically wrong there, don't you think? Institutionalized racism. Well, of a sort. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com and a21r.com. A21r gets you to New California. Okay, so we've got now the takeover of the people in the basements who live their lives in basements. We're now talking about Antifa and Black Lives Matter and, of course, in Seattle. Let's sleepless in Seattle. Now, it's kind of interesting. Fox News says, clueless in Seattle. Mayor, listen, police chief deny making call to abandon precinct. Mayor dubs anarchist patriots. Are you kidding me? That's what she's done. Well, listen, is this unusual, though? I'm going to cover this story here a little bit. I'm not going to get into the whole nuts and bolts because I really don't want to. But what I'm about to describe to you is, are you shocked by it, really? Given the circumstances of where we are and where we've been, it's just absolutely mind numbing. But you know, you got to deal with what you got, right? So in this article, it says this: the leadership in Seattle appeared to be in disarray on Friday after the city's embattled mayor called the protesters who took over the autonomous zones in the city patriotic, while the official who ordered police to flee the nearby precinct has refused to come forward. Oh, who did that? Right? Who did that? I don't know. I mean, really, who did that? The police chief got on the air and said she didn't do it. Then the mayor said she didn't do it. Despite the fact that the police cannot gain full control, full access to the police station, Durkin, downplayed the situation on the ground. She claimed that Trump was wrong to call the protesters domestic terrorists. Shocking. I mean, I like the guys that are sporting the AR-15s all scoped out. Yeah, I like those guys. They're the guys that are doing the patrolling, right? And, of course, what they've done, if you haven't heard this one yet, what they've done is they've eaten all the houses, literally out of house and home. They have eaten all the food out of the houses. And now they want takeout. They want delivery. Pete, give us this or we'll do more. That's really what it is. And, of course, what about the people's lives that are in that area, these autonomous zones? It's like a cancer that spreads, because what they're going to do is take another block, take another block, take another block. So block by block, I mean the correlation to cells in the human body and cancer is growing there. Think about that. That's what this is. It's a cancer. It's a blight. And what do you need to do when these kind of things happen? You need to stop it immediately. And you need to hold those people who are doing these things accountable. And of course, now you got the mayor and you got the governor, Inslee. They're both domestic terrorists, in my opinion, because they're aiding and abetting terrorism. That's really what they're doing. I mean, if you have domestic terrorism, such as what we used to have with Bill Ayers group in back in the 60s and 70s, it's domestic terrorism. It needs to be treated as such. And anybody who's enabling it, whether you're just John Q. Public giving a beggar on the street $5, you don't realize that money, that $5, is going to go to some sort of riot. I mean, I have to choose my word. It's not a rally. It's not a protest. But they're rioting out there, and you're funding them with your $5. Well, this is what they're doing, Durkin, and the mayor of the governor of Seattle, not even Seattle, but of Washington, what we're seeing here is they are abetting criminal behavior. They're aiding it. And they need to be held accountable. Now, we know that the Black Lives Matters and Antifa are all working together. We know that. So why did they say, wait a minute, do we need to not hold Black Lives Matter? And I'm throwing this sign away. I've seen this. I've seen these at these rallies where you have a mix, Black Lives Matters and Antifa. They're just preaching away. And they got their signs, Black Lives Matters and Antifa. Well, you know, after a while, they start getting rid of the Black Lives Matter signs. Excuse me, the Antifa signs, because that's a terrorist organization now with the president. My question is, what's wrong with giving Black Lives Matters the same tag? Because they're colluding together. And they're, by the way, they're both international organizations. You probably don't know that. Antifa and Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization. As we go on with this, listen to Durkin, the mayor. Listen to what she says. Durkin has tweeted that the protest is a peaceful expression of our community's collective grief and their desire to build a better world. God. It says KIRO7 reported, citing police, that the demonstrators moved barricades near the police station and threw rocks and improvised explosives at officers on several occasions, best reportedly. Whoever this is, this and also said, I'm sorry, I'm having to change the sentence structure in this article. It's terrible. It says, reportedly, it was said that 25 cops were injured since the protest began. This is interesting. You fought for days to protect the East Precinct. I ask you to stand on that line day in and day out, to be pelted with projectiles, to be screamed at, threatened, and in some cases hurt. Then you have to change. You have a change of course nearly 2 weeks too late. It seems like an insult to your community and our community. Best said this best. Who is best? Who is best? Is best the Jenny Durkin? This is Carmen Best, and she's the chief police down there in Seattle. So that's the best person, they're saying there. On Thursday, the crowd continued to occupy the 6-block downtown area named Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone because of its location in the city's capital neighborhood. A few police officers re-entered the so-called cop-free zone on the way to board up abandoned East Precinct buildings. It's called tyranny. It's called anarchy. And, of course, the president, rightfully so, yesterday and the day before, called it that. It's completely out of control. And so where are these people coming from? Just let them go. It's kind of like, just let the fires burn, baby. George Soros will fix it all. So now, all of a sudden, I suspect these people have run out of food in the autonomous zones. I got to tell you this story. There's a place not too far from me on Highway 20, just before you get to Grass Valley, Nevada City, up here in the Sierras. And the whole area is, of course, a gold mining area where it's still valuable gold in the hills here in California. And there's a little place called Rough and Ready. And I think that's going to be one of the things we talk about when we talk about the 4th of July, which is coming up real quick, by the way. It'll be here before you know it. But Rough and Ready decided to secede from the Union back in about 1851 or something like that, 55, in that time frame. They had a beef that was going on with the governor with the president at the time. They didn't agree with some of the things he was doing. So they seceded from the entire Union. They were gone. I mean, just a small little community. I think there's probably maybe 2,000 or 3,000 that live there today. But they decided, oh, we're pulling out. So everybody around goes, wow, that's disloyal. But the problem was they couldn't get any goods from the other communities because they were so upset that they felt so disloyal that they refused to sell them anything. And here's the kicker. So pondering it, the people of Rough and Ready decided, you know, the 4th of July is coming up and we want to celebrate it, but we don't want to celebrate it without alcohol. This is a true story. So what did they do? They put themselves back into the Union. Said, we haven't seceded at all. so they could get the alcohol and drink it for the 4th of July celebration. Don't you love ironies like that? It's kind of like the great liberal thinkers of our time, right?
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 show.
So, we're talking about the Protesters. How about rioters? The rioters in Seattle. Yeah, it's just amazing to watch this whole thing transpire. The breakdown of civil law and turning everybody into criminals. Everything's in play right now for lawlessness. It's the march towards lawlessness that they're talking about here. In order to break our society down, we have to have a completely lawless society. That's what they're banking on. This is what they used all over the world to overthrow countries.
Lawfully gathering and expressing First Amendment rights, demanding we do better as a society, and providing true equity for communities of color is not terrorism. It is patriotism.
Oh, boy.
There you go. The mayor of Seattle seemingly in support of the cop-free occupied zone in the middle of her city as reports flood in of extortion and violence in that area.
Right. So is the left actually endorsing the anarchy? Joining us now, host of Reality Check on Fox Nation, David Webb. David, I'm so glad you're here right now because we are in desperate need of a reality check this morning. You just heard Mayor Durkan. She also said that this could be the summer of love with this, you know, Chaz Zoner or whatever it's being called, this cop-free zone. What's your take on all of this?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's meth.
Yeah, welcome to the nation state of Chaz. And for all of you residents who voted in your leaders who've abandoned you, including the mayor, when's your next vote going to be for those who oppress you, who rule you? Look, this is the reality and a dystopian reality in Seattle. And it's tragic to see in America, but maybe it's a needed lesson for people out there to see what happens when you let insurrectionists, anarchists, various groups take over. And this becomes Lord of the Flies in reality, except this time, where's Mayor Bloomberg? Where are all of the anti-Second Amendment crowd? Because there are people they're walking around with scary looking long guns and firearms in their waistband, black, white, every color of skin. And what happened to the mayors around the country who are with the group Mayors Against Gun Violence? What about the people that are there, their businesses, reports of extortion? What happens when this goes horribly bad or there's a medical emergency? Who shows up? Who responds? And by the way, they're putting up fences. They're putting up barricades. So how do you take back the land from them that they've acquired?
David, the Patriots, as the mayor refers to them, have a series of demands that they have set forth. Let's go through them right now. They are on your screen. They are abolition, of course, of the Seattle Police Department, abolition of imprisonment, retrial for all people of color currently in prison. Again, that is on its face unconstitutional, but I digress. Police funding redistributed to social programs, reparations for police brutality victims, and decriminalization of acts of protest. So, David, I ask you, what would happen to the city of Seattle if those demands are met?
Well, you would see Chaz become a citywide anarchy zone. I mean, this is something you'd only expect out of a Hollywood movie. Unfortunately, this is real life, and too often art reflects life. In this case, life reflects art. And what we see in their demands is exactly what they need to stay in power, whether it's a pseudo-rapper, whether it's somebody who feels like I can put on a mask and be, ooh, now I'm scary anarchist man or woman. These are dangerous people, however. I mean, while I may take a tinge of sarcasm there against them, just to say the least, these are dangerous people. And it's really the people who supported these elected officials who now have to look at their reality. But around the country, we need to take a lesson from this. It is time for the police to stop kneeling, to stop having their hands tied by the political leadership and start tying the hands of these rioters, of these anarchists, of these various groups or individuals, doesn't matter who they want to call themselves, and shutting it down, because what they have done is a disgrace to the justice for George Floyd that's needed. They no longer care about law and order and civil society. They're looking to tear down society into their form of Seattle Chaz-like nation state dystopia. And that doesn't work for anyone, including the people on the left.
Yeah, the first thing that stuck out to me with this whole thing, David, is that these very left-leaning people, the first thing they do is create borders and guard them with guns. But I digress. You can catch Reality Check with...
Yeah, Reality Check with David Webb, who I met at CPAC a couple of years ago. Probably going to meet him at the convention. We're going to the convention, and we're going to have some more information on that in just a little bit. I want to give you a juxtaposition here for a second and show you this. I played that so you could hear what David Webb, it did a great expose about it, talked about all the hypocrisy involved and all that other good stuff, because it's the left and they can do whatever they want to do. Now, if you're a globalist, you are applauding these things because we're taking over some property. We're showing them how to occupy, literally occupy, with force. And there's no excuses for... Best, the city police chief, and there's no excuses by way of the governor either. She's way out of line here. This is not the way we do and we live in the United States of America. So you talk about somebody who's probably arrestable, I think, And that's the mayor, the governor, Jenny Durkan, D-U-R-K-A-N. Just wait for her perp walk. People's lives are ruined in that area. And the possibility of threatening everybody, well, those are felonies to do that. But, you know, hey, we're just going to allow them to do it, right? Because we know what happens. Now, I want to go to another situation. The globalists liking these kind of ideas are encouraging a number of different operational schemes in the United States. One of them was the rallies to the protest and then the rioting. Of course, we saw the riots going on. That was the real tipping point. But I'm going to take you to another round of what we see here, and that is the ambush killings of people. We projected this. I had Dave Hodges on. I've had other guests on and who know about their procedures, and we've openly discussing about it, the staging of events that will occur for all the ultimate takeover of the United States. And now we have been seeing that up in Santa Cruz County just last Saturday. We had a deputy sheriff gunned down in an ambush by an AR-15 and somebody who was highly trained and very sophisticated, including being in possession of IEDs. Now, here's the other thing. They think this guy, and they're trying to pin the murder on the U.S. Marshal that was out in front of the courthouse in Oakland. Well, what happened there? He was murdered. His sister came and testified before Congress. What's the next step? Well, the next step is what I think is going to happen is the situation in Paso Robles, California. In Paso Robles, California, they had a shootout with an individual. The individual first started off on a Saturday morning by firing shots into the police department of Paso Robles. And then what he did, he turned that completely on its head, and he decided, well, wait a minute, we got other things to do here. We'll just march on out of town, which he did, and made his way along the Salinas River, and then he killed a transient. Then he continued down, and finally, to throw insult to injury, they're sitting there trying to find this guy all over the place, the sheriffs, the city police, and the FBI enters the fray, right? They can't find him for at least a day. Then suddenly yesterday they found him. They found him yesterday, and of course they killed him. Thank goodness they killed him. But listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. 4 deputy sheriffs were badly wounded by this guy. Now this is not just some loony who can pull these kind of things off. It was an ambush-style shootout with the sheriffs yesterday. What do you think? Part of the plan? Well, if we see more of them, you'll know it is part of the plan. And my hunch is, a very strong one, it is part of the plan. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. New California, the state of the future, if you can believe that. Well, it's actually the state of the present and the past. That's New California. We declared ourselves independent on January 15th, 2018. Now, that's the year. We're getting a record. You know, it's coming up to the second anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Can you believe that? I can. I can absolutely believe it. Okay, getting back to this article about several officers shot, and is this now openly, at least in California, openly the opening up of the next phase? First you have the rallies, then you have the rioting, then you have the looting and the burning down, and then they're going to come and kill you. They're going to come and kill law enforcement first. And, of course, they've all focused on what? Black Lives Matter and Antifa on law enforcement. So they're going to start wiping out. So what's going on here? We have a guy, two people, one in Santa Cruz County the weekend before, and then this weekend, we have this, actually 2 days ago, we have this shooting in Paso Robles. The guy comes into town, 3:45 in the morning, starts shooting at the police department. Sheriffs are responding. And one of the sheriffs who was responding gets shot in the head. They get shot in the head. So this article that we got from KCEE, Paso Robles, California. Several officers were wounded and a suspect is down in the second active shooter situation in Paso Robles in 2 days. So it's the same guy. He gets caught. He doesn't get caught. Seems like he was still evading. And magnificently so. I mean, they had helicopters up. We were going to have our friend Reggie from San Luis Obispo County come on in the second hour to talk about this. So anyway, it says the Paso Robles Police Department said Thursday that this standoff occurred and four people were wounded, four sheriff's deputies. They reported gunfire around 2:30 p.m. in the area of the Ramada Drive in Volpe Yezebel Road. Know exactly where that's at. Says the sheriff's office has issued a reverse 911 shelter in place message to residents within a 2 mile area. The active shooter incident follows the shooting of a sheriff's police deputy, a suspected transient. Well, I'll tell you what, if this is a suspected transient, I've got some really good swampland to sell you in Florida. That, you know, that's just me. That's just little old be the way I would think about these things. Got it. Let's see what they got here. This is some raw video that we're looking at of some of the incidents going on there in Paso Robles. It's kind of interesting. So you have sheriffs, you have city police, you have the FBI, and you got the highway patrol all on scene here at this thing. All on scene. I guess there's something wrong with the picture, huh? Don't you think? I would say so. So we get yesterday, late in the afternoon, we get a press conference.
Pretty much around the clock for the last 2 weeks, and it culminated with these tragic events that have been unfolding over the last couple of days. There was officers from every agency in this county here today. They all banded together to protect the community, and it really does kind of reflect the best of what our county is made of in law enforcement ranks and in professionalism, and I hope that the community recognizes that. Lastly, I want to thank the community directly. I can probably speak for Sheriff Parkinson and myself. We've been flooded with messages of support, praying for us, thinking about us, encouraging us, and I know that the community has felt a lot of angst and a lot of fear, and I'm glad that this is finally over. It's been really a tough go. But with that, I'll turn it back to Sheriff Parkinson, and we can answer any questions.
This is the sheriff of San Luis Obispo.
I just would like to add to what Chief Lewis said about the community. We were here this morning, first thing, and a local business owner came and offered a large bag of coffee for the deputies here, and that's not the first and the last that where the community has come and said how much they support and love their departments. This is a tough time for us. We're hoping to get through it. We still have a tremendous amount to do right now with this investigation. There's a lot of information that we cannot divulge right now simply because we don't have the answers for you. The investigation will continue. It'll continue through the night. We have a officer-involved shooting to investigate. We have a homicide to continue to investigate. We have a tremendous amount of physical evidence to process at the scene and also to evaluate. So that will be ongoing throughout the night tonight. We're hoping that we can let the scene people have access to the scene area again, but I would expect that's not going to be.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. Here's what we want to know. This is all I care about. He's heavily armed. Obviously, has mountains of ammunition with him, because he held these people for well over an hour before he died. So what? I mean, who? A transient does that? See, that's the big question. Does a transient do that? And of course, that's not the case. That is absolutely not the case. Now that this came out, yesterday, the day before yesterday, right? Yeah, it came out the day before yesterday. It says, this is update, man who shot San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Deputy identified. It says here, in a tweet, the Sheriff's Department asked for people in the area to shelter in place. We'd heard about that. It's called a reverse 911. The San Luis Obispo County Sheriff says they are now searching for a 26-year-old Mason Lyra. Opening fire on the Paso Robles Police Department overnight. The man accused in the shooting deputy and killing a man in Paso Robles early on Wednesday morning has been identified. Now he's dead. I want to know who he really is. What's his real background? We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Anyway, getting back to this Mason Lara, the active shooter who pinned, it looked like a mob scene out there with all the officers. And everybody had a long gun, but they couldn't pick this guy off for a couple hours. It was a standoff. It was a shooting standoff, Western style. Or terrorist style. I'm sorry, I kind of lost control there, right? Seems that this is what this was. What's up? Just a shootout, no big deal. Was he trained specifically? Let me tell you this, though. This is interesting. This comes from one of our esteemed listeners named Bill. It says, this is what he did. Again, the great equalizer. We're telling people to get guns, have a short gun or a short gun and a long gun. You know, a handgun, a pistol, a revolver, and a long gun. This is what they say. This is what Bill just gave us. Says, I went to Loki, L-O-K-E-Y, Firearms in Morgan Hill to buy some more guns this week, and they were completely sold out of everything and no chance of getting any guns soon. Not one gun was left. They said that in the last 3 months alone, over 6 million guns have been sold in the United States. Okay, so the reaction holds true. But we were talking about during the Obama administration. Obama was the world's greatest gun salesman. And now you have the globalists, the Obama files, doing it again. They're the greatest gun salesman to legal owners of guns, potentially. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together? More guns on the street in the hands of legal owners. qualified to shoot. Hey, CCW is going through the roof. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.